program for Thursday, Thomas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today on this Thursday morning. The week's going by. We've been noticing a subject that's not too proper or seemly. As the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:1, that in the last days perilous times would come. The times would be dangerous or perilous because of the moral atmosphere. The evil influence, concepts of right and wrong would be distorted. And we've been talking about that for several days here in reference to this matter of sodomy, the so-called gay rights attitude today. Well, the Bible has something to say about that, which we plainly noticed. We would like to enlarge upon that thought today and apply this to family and sex attitudes in general. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:34, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." Yes, we're living in a time when the influence of humanism, of paganism, of unchristian concepts, of being aired and even bombarding our minds from all directions. It's anti-family. Anti-family in literature, movies, television. Some time ago, someone made a survey of all references to sex on television, and 80% of the references referred to sex as something that took place outside of marriage. How unchristian and ungodly, as God has put sex in the bounds of the marriage relationship. Yes, we're living in dangerous times. There is a sexual wilderness about us. I'm afraid that the atmosphere in which we find ourselves in our society is much like it was in the first century. As Paul, writing in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 17, he speaks of the background in which the people found themselves. "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity or the emptiness of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so named or learned Christ." Paul says their understanding was darkened. He says that they were in ignorance. And that's what Paul said there, that many didn't have the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is what makes a difference. We know God, and morals have their roots in God, the God who said, "Be thou holy, for I am holy." And we need to know just what God says. God did make us male and female, and God has a plan and a setup for everything. And that's called the home. That's called marriage. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, the writer says, "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers," that word means fornicators here, "and adulterers, God will judge." All right, marriage is very honorable. All things about it, the sexual relationships in marriage, it's all honorable. It's of God. But the fornicators and the adulterers are going to experience the wrath of God in judgment. In the beginning, in Genesis 2, verse 24, after God had seen that it was not good for man to be alone, he created a helpmeet or companion for Adam, and this woman was brought to the man, and they were brought together. And Moses, commenting there, as we said in Genesis 2:24, said, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." We only have to turn to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 15 and 16, and he warns there about being one flesh with a harlot. And what an awful thing it is for a Christian to do that. A Christian is one flesh with their mate in marriage, the holy bounds of marriage. That's where God has put this relationship. And oh, may we realize this is what God says. There's much more to be said about this, and we will talk more about this tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.